Hey guys, welcome back to Pink Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Gee, already into the second hour here. I want to come back to talk about law enforcement becoming militarized. I have another interesting quote here along that line. This is from The Nation, May 31st, 1999. Here's what they said. Throughout the nation, paramilitary SWAT or tactical policing, that is, law enforcement that uses the equipment, training, rhetoric, and group tactics of war, is on the rise. Keep in mind, this is before Bushy Boy even took office. And, of course, I do mean took office. According to a study by sociologist Peter Kraska, continues the Nation article, the Nation has more than 30,000 such heavily armed military-trained police units. Think of that. Between 1995 and 1997, the DOD, U.S. Department of Defense, gave local police departments more than 3,800 M16 automatic assault rifles, 2,185 M14 semi-automatic rifles, 73 M79 grenade launchers. Unbelievable. And 112 armored personnel carriers. 1.2 million pieces of military hardware in all just in 1997 alone. Now, given these statistics, you're forced to ask the question, what in the world are they preparing for? You don't do this unless you're actually preparing for something. Guys, in the country's history, we've never had anything like this. Why all of a sudden, and do keep in mind, I have to point this out. I got another show coming up on this, too, about crime and the prison system and how that all works and how they're profiteering off of that. It's quite a scam. But let me just mention this for now. This was during the 90s. National statistics have shown, the government's own figures have shown, that during the 90s, the decade of the 90s, crime actually dropped. I forget, it was like 7 percentage points or something. Crime rates around the country have dropped during the 90s. And yet, we see during that same period this massive militarization campaign of local and state and federal law enforcement. Why? Why were they building up the police forces with military equipment, personnel, tactics of training, so forth, when crime rates were dropping? You might also want to ask how it could be possible that during this same period, our prison population doubled from 1 million to 2 million, while yet crime rates dropped around the country. Obviously, there's something very strange, very amok going on here, wouldn't you say? Guys, they're gearing up for something. In fact, let me read an interesting quote here to show you just what they're gearing up for. I found this book several years ago in the early 90s at, I think it was a Walden Books, perusing through the shelves, and certain books, you know how they just capture your eye? You'll see the title and you just home right in on it, and before you even know what it's about, you already know what it's about. I mean, before you even look at it, you know, you just see that cover and you look at that title and it's like, yeah, there's got to be something very interesting in there. The name of the book was The Power of One. The author was Sharif M. Abdullah. And I looked in the preface, and about three paragraphs in, I found these statements. Immediately, I knew I had to buy the book. Listen to what it says. In this country, one of the signs of the coming New World Order, this guy is pro-New World Order. This isn't a book exposing the New World Order. This guy is all for it. And we're going to go to another break, guys. Stick with us, and I'll finish this on the other side. You don't want to miss this. This thing is going to make your jaw drop to the floor.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about martial law. Started to read this quote here before the break. Let me pick up with it. This is from The Power of One. Came out in, I think it was 1990. And the author is Sharif M. Abdullah. And keep in mind, this guy is totally pro-New World Order. He's all for the emerging world government. Listen to how bold these statements are. He says, in this country, one of the signs of the coming New World Order is the breakdown of large institutions, including banking, business, and government. Once mighty brokerage houses are failing, accounting firms are facing bankruptcy, banks are on the auction block, even the former pillars of commerce like Sears have fallen on hard times. He's trying to sell us the idea that this is good. This is a good sign. Listen to what he says. It's unbelievable. Many people treat these signs with alarm. However, Barbara Marx Hubbard, who was a major psychopathic occultist phony, who ran for vice president back in 1984, or she was a vice presidential candidate, I should say, Barbara Marx Hubbard talks about being able to recognize what is breaking through from what is breaking down. And in his book, Voluntary Simplicity, Dwayne Elgin has a graph that shows the stages of civilizational decline. As one civilization falls, there is a rising curve for the new order. the decline actually shows or sows the seeds for a new civilizational order. Our question is, which slope will we devote our attention to? The declining or the one advancing? See what he's saying here. This looks like a downward slump, but don't focus on that. Focus on what's coming, the New World Order. Ooh, I can hardly wait. I mean, this is the propaganda he's filling people with. You can't see it now. It's going to be great. But even though you can't see it and things look really bad, be happy. Be happy that the economy is breaking down, Sears is falling apart, and all the banking houses are collapsing. Hey, be happy about it. Oh, he goes on. It gets even more ridiculous. I am seeing that indeed the old society is continuing its collapse, making space for the new to emerge. I can feel hopeful about what is breaking through by looking at what is breaking down. There you go. Hopeful about what is breaking through by looking at what is breaking down. It gives me a tickly feeling inside, doesn't it, guys, to see our economy falling apart, highest national debt, deficit spending, our jobs going overseas. Oh, I just can't wait for the New World Order. Oh, if this is the tip of the iceberg, if this is just them getting warmed up, imagine how great it's going to be. We'll all be living in desperate poverty, be eating handfuls of dirt to get sustenance. Oh, imagine drinking polluted water. Mm-mm. Oh, I can hardly wait. Houses being looted for the few that even have houses when that day comes. Rapings, pillagings, oh, you just name it. I can hardly wait. Mr. Abdullah, I got to get him on the show. I want him to tell us all the wonderful things we need to be looking forward to with the coming of the New World Order. Anybody knows this fruitcake? Abdullah. A-B-D-O-U-L-L-A-H. Oh, by all means, send him his email or phone number, whatever. I got to have him on so we can have a celebration in anticipation of the New World Order, yeah? Anyways, he goes on. I'm coming to the crux of this thing here where he talks about, martial law. Listen to what he says. For those who want to lock into the old society, who want to revive the dinosaur, in other words, patriots who will resist the New World Order, who want the old system back, for those who do this, it is clear that the world is coming to an end. Therefore, jump out of the window, slit your wrists, drink the poison Kool-Aid. There is nothing left to live for. As for me, however, I say, let this old society die, and it will turn into the humus for a new civilization. Unbelievable. He means that quite literally, too. For those that don't like what's happening, who obviously recognize the scam that's going on and the hell that they have prepared for us, slit your wrist, jump out the window, drink the poison Kool-Aid, it's over. But for the rest of us, oh, let's look forward with great anticipation. He goes on to say, the leaders of the new society must prepare for an abrupt shift in economic, social, and political patterns. The changes could take as long as 20 years to fully manifest. But on the other hand, the old society could unravel very swiftly, almost overnight. There are several quick change scenarios which could bring the old society to a grinding halt. Most of the scenarios involve shortages of oil, money, or both. Artificial manufactured shortages, of course. One way or another, he says, it could all be over in 3 weeks. Did you catch this? Can you believe the boldness of this scoundrel to put this stuff in print? They're rubbing it right in your face, guys. They intend to bring the system down. They don't hide it. They boast about it. They're looking forward to it. And they're telling you, you should too. Don't be discouraged when you see your economy falling apart. Hey, be glad for what's breaking through. Well, what exactly is breaking through? He doesn't even really elaborate it in the book. He just wants you to think it's going to be great. The only people it's going to be great, folks, for are the Wall Street tycooners, the money elites. That's it. It's going to be living hell on earth for everyone else. But notice how he says it could all be over in just 2 weeks. It could involve shortages of oil, of food, or both. Unbelievable. And that's exactly, guys, where this is going. And that's what's going to ring in the martial law. Keep in mind, started with Chertoff. Now you've got people across the board throughout the government, Homeland Security, et al., FBI, telling us it's going to be another attack. It's going to be major. Could involve a mini nuke. What do you think is going to happen in the wake of that? You get a massive attack, massive casualty-producing attack. It's going to mean the end of the Constitution. Just like Tommy Franks said, it's going to mean setting up some form of military government here. Clearly, many won't like it, but it's going to have to be a necessary evil that we'll need to resort to bring back peace, law, and order, blah, blah, blah. They're not interested in peace, law, and order, I'll tell you right now. Care less about that. In fact, if you have peace, law, and order, you have a content population that are not so easily manipulated. You want to keep them on the edge, keep them in fear. And then through your fake terrorist attack stagings, you convince them, see, we're keeping you safe. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, guys, let me go on here. In 1962... the U.S. State Department contracted, contract number SCC-28270, for those that want to Google this, contracted with the Lincoln P., contracted with the offices of Lincoln P. Bloomfield, MIT professor and CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations, to write a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. It was a report in which he made this statement. Would the United States itself seriously consider disbanning its own armaments and abrogating to an international authority beyond its direct control? Would the United States Senate ratify such a scheme? The quick answers to these questions, so put, tend to be negative. How could we therefore bring about a sudden transformation in national attitudes? You see, how can we prep the people's minds to change, to give up their national sovereignty, to give up their loyalties to this country? That's what it's all about. He continues, he answers the question, a crisis, a war, or a brink of war situation so grave or commonly menacing. Remember I talked yesterday about the panic button. Oh, global warming, oh, the world's coming to an end. You must submit to world government. It's the only way we can save ourselves. You see how he's saying this right here, guys, an MIT professor. It has to be a situation, a crisis, a war, so menacing to the public, commonly menacing, that deeply rooted attitudes and practices are sufficiently shaken to open the possibility of a revolution in world political arrangements. Notice, it isn't just the United States they want to do this to. When you want a world government, you've got to get the population of the whole world behind you, so you've got to put the whole world in fear. I'd venture to say this next 9/11 that they're pumping us up for is probably going to involve multiple countries. Simultaneous attacks from the fictitious Al-Qaeda. So they can introduce martial law, not just here, but in many other countries abroad. CFR member James McGregor Burns stated in the Atlantic Magazine, October 1987. Another interesting statement along this line. We'll talk about that, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey guys, welcome back to Futurist Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I really got to pick up pace here. I got a lot of ground to cover. I'm only on page 2. I got 9 pages of notes here I want to go through. maybe I'll have to extend it into tomorrow's show. I don't know. Anyway, CFR member James McGregor Burns stated in Atlantic Magazine, October 1987, quote, "I doubt that Americans under normal conditions could agree on the package of radical and alien constitutional changes that would be required to set up world government. They would do so, I believe, only during and following a stupendous national crisis." So there you go, guys. Once again, they come out and tell us what their agenda is. They want martial law. They want total power. They want to trash the Constitution. And the way to do it is through a national crisis. You know, I really believe that 9/11 was intended to be that national crisis. It didn't go quite the way they wanted it to. I really think that Flight 93, quote-unquote, or whatever it was intended to hit the Capitol. It would have, I think they intended to knock out Congress, or a good deal of it, which would have definitely created a much more urgent emergency, and you probably would have had martial law then. But, hey, no problem. They're staging another one, guys. They're planning to stage another one, and probably will, within what is now the next 60 days. They said originally within the next 90 days, about a month ago. So within the next 60 days, according to Chertoff's gut feeling, He even said it would involve L.A. and San Francisco, multiple cities. Unbelievable. They're planning a big one, guys. They want an event that's going to produce a lot more casualties, have a much greater shock effect, and therefore be used to, I tell you, in that case, you'll never see the end of Bush out of office. Never. Never. And the implications are just going to be just, oh, I shudder to think about it. But, you know, even if that doesn't happen, we're going to have the same effect achieved in a few years anyway when the Pan-American or the North American Union fraud kicks in. Anyway, let me go on here. In 1993, CFR member Herman Kahn, in conjunction with Anthony J. Weiner, wrote an essay called World Federal Government in the publication Uniting the Peoples and Nations Readings. Uniting the People and Nations Readings in World Federalism, which stated that world government requires, quote, intensive external danger, and that a world government could only be created out of war or crisis, an emergency that provided an appropriate combination of the motivations of fear and opportunity. Fear and opportunity. Once again, these psychopaths aren't mincing words here. They're coming right out and telling us exactly what they're intending to do, how they're intending to do it. It's your Hegelian dialectic, guys, right in your face. All that is left to do now is to plan the crisis or to carry it out. I'm sure they got it planned already. Probably doing some more exercises, finalizing it, making sure they do a better job this time because they did such a horrific job on 9/11, leaving a huge popcorn trail way behind them. But this is the plan. Problem, reaction, solution. All the laws are in place, guys, for martial law. Everything's there. You got your Homeland Security. You got your Military Commissions Act. You got your John Warner Defense Authorization Act, on and on and on. Everything's there to uphold absolute totalitarian power in this country. All that is needed now is the crisis. Pretty scary stuff. David Rockefeller, speaking at the Business Council for the UN on September 14th, 1994, made this declaration. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Isn't that a kick in the head? All we need is the right crisis. Yeah, the right crisis that they're planning. Human Development Report, released by the Social and Economic Council of the United Nations in June of 1994, made this statement. It'll take some time and probably some international financial crisis before a full-scale world central bank can be created. So here we go. A crisis to justify world government, justify the World Bank, justify world religion, world this, world that, global this, global that. Yesterday we talked about, polluting the environment, creating global warming, using that as an excuse. Anything that's global, anything that they can use to instill fear, get the population scurrying about, trembling, to capitalize on it, to bring about, again, this twisted end of world domination. Notice they mix the terms fear and opportunity. Your fear is a great opportunity for them. Right after 9/11, guys, Bush, Cheney, Condoleezza, Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, they all referred to 9/11, quote, as a great opportunity. Yeah. All right, guys, short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about martial law. Yeah, we're tired of playing foolish games. These are deadly foolish games. This is one of my favorite quotes. Favorite in that it's the most revealing. It's from Tommy Franks, the man who headed up the Iraq 2003 Iraq invasion. In the December 2003 edition of Cigar Aficionado magazine, he was quoted making some astonishing statements. The article read, "General Tommy Franks says that if the United States is hit with a weapon of mass destruction that inflicts large casualties, the Constitution will likely be discarded in favor of a military form of government, i.e. police state, martial law, folks." There you have it. Notice all these experts are saying the same thing. Why? Because that's the plan. They want total power. They want martial law. And the only way they're going to get it is to stage an event so they can hide behind it in the name of keeping you safe, protecting you. They're going to implement martial law and exercise total control. They're the enemies, guys. They want total power. But they're going to sucker you into letting them seize power by getting you to think that you're attacked by an outside fictitious enemy that doesn't exist when they're the enemy themselves. Hey, look, come on, Hitler did this. For crying out loud, many tyrants through history have done this. It's an old, old trick. Shame on people in this country for falling for it, not seeing it for what it is. The article goes on. Franks warned that if terrorists succeeded in using a weapon of mass destruction against the United States or one of its allies, it would likely have catastrophic consequences for our cherished Republican form of government. And oh, he was in tears when he was relating this, I'm sure. It would break his heart to see that happen. Yeah. If that happens, a WMD attack, Frank said, the Western world, quote, he's saying here, the Western world, the free world, loses what it cherishes most, and that is freedom and liberty that we've seen for a couple of hundred years in this grand experiment that we call democracy. Yeah, whatever that means. It continues. It means we have the potential of a weapon of mass destruction and a terrorist massive casualty producing event somewhere in the Western world. It may be in the United States of America that causes our population to question our own constitution and to bring and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty producing event, which in fact then begins to unravel the fabric of our constitution. You see how he keeps putting this in there? Unraveling the fabric of the constitution, unraveling the fabric of... That's the aim. That's what it's all about, guys. It's nothing to do with protecting you from the boogeyman. They're the boogeyman. It's all about total control, wiping away the Constitution, seizing absolute power. Then it ends with this. Franks ended his interview with a less than optimistic note. It's not in the history of civilization for peace ever to reign. Never has in the history of man. I doubt it ever will happen. Boy. There you go, guys. How could it ever happen when they don't want peace? They don't want it. He said, never has in the history of man. I doubt that we'll ever have a time when the world will actually be at peace. Of course not. They don't want it. Guys, you know, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not for getting rid of all governments. But the truth is, it's governments, at least the governments of the world today and the scum that run them, that want war. They're the ones that wage it. They love it. It's profitable for them, not only financially, but politically, militarily, you know. But if it wasn't for these scum running the world, or running it into the ground, I should say, if it was left up to the average citizenry of the planet, there would be peace. 99.999% of the population of this world actually want peace. They just want to be left alone, live their lives, live and let live. You know, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's the philosophy of most of the people in this country. It's only the scum, the political trash, the whores who whore for the big money interests that want wars, that don't want peace and do everything they can to ensure that peace never happens. That's how you can get population of our prisons in this country doubling when crime rates are dropping. It's the only way. They create crime. Look at your entrapment laws. You're creating criminals. Whereas, you know, Joe Schmo would have minded his own business and not broken the law. They get female police officers to pose as prostitutes and solicit these men, you know, get them to pay them for services. And this happens all the time. A lot of times, you know, they'll be in a bar room and they'll buy them drinks, get them a little buzzed, and they know that in that condition their guard will be let down, they'll be more apt to give in, and they'll come on heavy with the body language, on and on and on. The next thing you know, the guy's giving in. Most people will do that. And as soon as they step outside the bar, there's some police officers jumping out of the bushes to arrest them. That's how they're doubling the prison population when crime rate's going down, folks. They're setting people up. It's big money. That's all part of a police state, too. Expanding prisons when crime rate's dropping, yeah, maximize the people in prisons. They want this. It's big money. It saves companies money, too. Not only do they make money, most of our prisons are privatized now. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm going to do a whole show on this sometime. But they not only make money by having, you know, a maximum amount of prisoners in the prisons. That is how they reward their investors. You know, that brings in the federal funds. But also through employment of these prisoners once in jail. You know, they pay these guys, whatever, 20, 30 cents an hour, 50 cents. It averages out to about $60, $70 a month. That's what the average prisoner gets who works full eight-hour days. About $60 a month. It's unbelievable. And so, you know, they're saving big money doing this. One company in particular that comes to mind that does this is Starbucks, believe it or not. I don't know what they have them do. They're stuffing the packets with the coffee beans. I don't know. But it's pretty disgusting, isn't it? Privatizing the prisons. And, you know, prisoners suffer at the hand of government-run prisons as it is. But when you privatize, the rate of abuse against prisoners exponentially increases. There's no oversight. These companies do what they want. The government doesn't care. Hey, that's something off of our hands we don't have to worry about. Everything's going privatized today. They want to do that with Social Security, if you recall. Bush wanted to do that. Thank God that didn't go through, but don't think they're going to stop. Just like the hate crimes bill. That didn't pass. Don't think they're going to stop. They're relentless, guys. Probably in the next month or two, if not before, they're going to be pushing that through again, this time disguised, tucked away in another bill. You watch. That's how they work. Anyway, another quote. Wayne Downing, a retired Army general who had served as Bush's deputy national security advisor for counterterrorism until July 8, 2002, told the Washington Post in late 2002, quote, "The United States may have to declare martial law someday in the case of a devastating attack with weapons of mass destruction causing tens of thousands of casualties." You see, guys, this is what they want. They want a massive casualty-producing event significant enough to shock the public to get what they want. Tens of thousands of deaths they want to create. "This could mean," he continued, "that the military would be given the authority to impose curfews, protect business and communities, even make arrests." I'm sure many of you have heard of the FEMA executive orders, drafted up, by the way, by Mr. Oliver North back in 1983 in the basement of the White House working for the National Security Council. Here's some of those executive orders that he personally had drafted up. Keep in mind, right on CNN when they were broadcasting these live, in fact, all the major networks broadcast these proceedings, but there was a representative from Texas, Brooks, his name was, and suddenly he raised an objection. He says, "Your Honor, if you don't mind," well, it was Inouye, the chairman. "Mr. Chairman," he says, "if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Mr. North. I read in a Miami paper recently about some executive orders that Mr. North helped draft up, and it would call for the suspension of the Constitution, a national crisis situation, blah, blah, blah." He said, "You know, this caused me great concern, anything that calls for the suspension of the Constitution." All of a sudden, Inouye jumps in, and he says, "Excuse me, you've touched upon a matter of national security. I'm going to have to ask that you drop this matter." He says, "No, sir, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Anything that calls for the suspension of the Constitution is quite alarming to me, and I'm sure many Americans listening as well." Suddenly he bangs his hammer on the desk, Inouye, and he says, "I'm going to insist that you drop that matter at this time. If you wish to discuss it, we can take it up later in an executive session." And then he immediately went on to something else. And as this is going on, the camera pans over to North, and it shows him nervously stirring, you know, he's talking to some guy sitting next to him, one of his advisors or whatever, his lawyer or whatever. But, you know, you can see him whispering, "Oh, I wonder what they were saying." Probably telling him, "Oh, Mr. North, don't say a word. We'll handle this. Don't worry. Inouye is bought off. I'm sure you know that. So he's going to take care of you." But he was so afraid that he was going to have to answer questions about these executive orders. So let me read you some of the highlights here. I got about a dozen or so of them. They're all pretty scary, but these 12, probably the top 12, if you will, frightening policies that would be implemented in case of a national emergency crisis. Number 10995 provides for the takeover of all communications media. Like they haven't done that already. Anyway, number 10997 calls for the takeover of all electric power, petroleum, gas, and minerals. Number 10998 calls for the seizure of all food resources and farms. 10999 calls for the suspension of all modes of transportation, highways, seaports, airports, etc. Number 11,000 calls for the mobilization of all civilians who resist, of course, the New World Order, into work brigades under government supervision. What does that sound like? Concentration camps. You have any doubt that we got concentration camps coming in this country? As a matter of fact, we've got them already. They've already been used on several occasions. I mentioned the Sandpoint Brig earlier when I talked about the 1999 WTO protest in Seattle. That's a FEMA concentration camp, guys. But in case you still have any doubts that that's the plan, that these things do in fact exist, I'll be reading some quotes here in a moment. Or if I don't have time, I'll read them tomorrow. Anyway, let me get to the next executive order. Number 11,001. This one calls for the complete takeover of all health and education functions. Number 11,002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national mandatory registration of all citizens to make an assessment, of course, of who the rebels are. You'll probably have to report and be inoculated. In fact, I think one of the executive orders calls for just that, to be inoculated under the new government, i.e. exterminated. They'll probably get rid of a lot of people that way. From there, it'll probably be a dissemination point where they'll ship you off, just like in Nazi Germany, via train or whatever. They'll send you to different points. They'll break everybody up. That's what this is all about, guys. Once they break up neighborhoods, sending people off here, off there, nobody will ever know or be able to know what happened to this one, to that one. That's how they're going to exterminate you. That's how they're going to do it, folks. As long as we sit back, this is what's going to happen. Why do you think, Inouye, you said,
You've touched upon an issue of national security. We cannot discuss that here.
They've got something to hide, just like the Sybil Edmonds testimony. Ooh, couldn't let that reach the public. Her whole, what was it, 3-4 hour testimony was classified. We'll never see the light of day. It's the only person who gave a testimony before the 9/11 Commission that was classified. She got a gag order for an order, too, by Ashcroft, still in force. Unbelievable. Because of national security. That ranks up there with anti-Semitism when you protest the Nazi ethnic cleansing policies of the Israeli government against the Palestinians.
Oh, you're anti-Semitic!
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear another Nazi Zionist talk about Hitler and the Holocaust then, because that's anti-Aryan. Throw that at them. Next time you're called an anti-Semite for protesting the corrupt Israeli government, call them anti-Aryan. How dare you protest Hitler? You must hate the German people. Play their propaganda ploys back in their face, folks. Disgusting. That's what's behind your hate laws. They've already done it to Irving, in David Irving in Germany. He's serving time, folks, for arguing over some of the claims made about the Holocaust, which they cannot prove. Oh, what a disgusting layout we got here. Executive Order 11004 provides for the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Hello? What do you think that's about? Just what I said. Once you show up at the post office, they'll designate certain areas. Okay, send this group here, send that group there. No one will know that you've been eliminated. They won't be able to know. Communications will be cut off. Notice, one of the executive orders is to seize control of communications. you won't be able to get in touch with friends, family, neighbors, loved ones, whatever. You'll be separated from them. They'll be executed. Probably you will be too. But neither party will know because of this cutting off of communication and separating the population, desegmenting it. That's all it is, guys. That's all it is. Could you possibly think of another reason for doing this? In a time of crisis, doesn't it make sense to keep people together who know and love one another? Of course. To separate them can only be for one purpose. It can only serve one purpose. So they can murder everyone and no one knows what happened to anyone. And believe me, that's the reason right now for spying on people the way that they're doing. And there isn't a week that goes by we don't hear of some scam, Bush trying to cover it up. More and more spying. Oh, the spying goes way beyond anything we ever imagined before. Of course. They want to know everything about everyone they possibly can to know who the dissenters are so that when they get this thing going, they'll know who the ones are they need to eliminate. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Yep. Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Strander Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Flash before an earthquake. Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Julian here. We've been talking today about martial law. Tell you what, I'm only on page 3 of 9, so I've been kind of just rambling away, going off on the tangents. So I'm going to make this a two-part show. I'll be, you know, covering the second half tomorrow. And I better make sure I don't ramble so much tomorrow. I won't even have time to finish the second part. But that's cool. This is an important subject. I don't want to, end it here and go off onto something else. I really do want to finish this. A lot of other material here that, a lot more to this than you think, folks. When you see how they've been talking about this for decades on end, actually drafting up executive orders, it's very obvious they're planning something. I mean, you can't deny it. Very frighteningly clear what they're after, and understand, you know, this goes back as far as the real serious preparations for martial law. It goes back to, I was going to say Reagan, but no, it even goes back. It goes back to Carter. Well, you could argue FDR. It goes back. I mean, that's when the whole executive order thing began. Turning this nation into a, by declaring, you know, a national emergency crisis. We've been in the state of a national emergency crisis ever since 1933. It's never been revoked. And that's why you keep getting all of these executive orders. Because under a national emergency crisis, and, you know, the crisis really is the fact that we don't have a stable economy. Ever since 33, when we got taken off of the gold standard, yeah, we have been in a crisis situation, one that they designed. But a crisis nonetheless, and, you know, they don't tell you that, but that is the real ultimate crisis right there. And because of that, that gives them the precedent to keep establishing these executive orders and turning us slowly but surely into a complete Gestapo regime. And, you know, I'll argue again, we're pretty much there already. It's not even something that's yet future. We already have the makings of a police state now. The only thing we're missing, of course, is the tanks rolling down the streets. Although we do have that to some degree. You know, I mentioned earlier some of the instances where that's happened, but not on a regular basis. They want permanent installment of military forces policing our streets around the country 24/7, have you under complete and total constant surveillance, not just with cameras, but human eyes watching you, looking through the crosshairs, so that if you dare step out of line, they'll open fire on you. This is what they want, guys. And, you know, a great part of the reason why we have this coming is because of the influence, i.e. control, of the Zionist lobbyists in Washington. This is what they've done over in Israel. You know, the Palestinians dare step out of line. They look at them funny, and that includes kids, women, doesn't matter. They'll blow you away with their tanks, and they want to do that here. They want to set up the same kind of regime here. And again, we should have woken up a long time ago. They can still be stopped. We're not at the point of no return, but we should have seen, we should have recognized the warning signs of this decades ago. I mean, look at this. This was broadcast on national TV. Oliver North was questioned about canceling the Constitution in the case of a crisis and implementing all of these executive orders. You would have thought right there, jaws would have been dropping and people would have been asking, hey, wait a minute, wait just one minute here. Did that happen? Nope. Even though this was on millions of TV screens, everybody saw it, everybody heard it, absolutely nobody did anything about it, including Senator Brooks himself from Texas, who asked these questions. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. And now you've got Congress carte blanche, just rolling the red carpet out for Bush, continuing to give him all the executive powers he asks for. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just incredible. Folks, I hate to sound like the voice of doom here, but that's just the reality of what we're dealing with. We better wake up to it, because we're going to reach the point of no return here pretty quick if we don't. Not only to wake up, but to do something about it. All right, folks, have a good day. I'll pick up with part two of this tomorrow. See you then.
It's true.